Our Innovation Summit 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Learn about all the included benefits and get a 30-day free trial by going to plughitslive.com/prime. And by audiobooks.com. Get a 30-day trial and a free audiobook to keep by going to audiobooks.com and using promo code TRY70. We have our first guest here. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fantastic, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
So my name is Byron Clayton. I am the CEO of the Advanced Robotics for Manufacturing Institute out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Very cool. And what does your organization do?
So we're a public-private partnership that's been formed by the federal government. So the federal government gave us $80 million to spend over, I know, it's kind of nice to have. They gave us $80 million to spend over 5 years. We're also funded by academia and industry to advance robotics and robotics education.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So in what ways do you accomplish that goal?
So right now what we're doing is we actually have project calls. So these are like requests for proposals to advance technology. And the idea is to lower the barriers for adoption. And what I mean by that is that, number one, right now robotics are very expensive for small and mid-sized manufacturers.
Yeah.
So through technology, we want to lower the cost. We also want to make the robots more versatile, more safe, so that they can actually work with and around people. So when we do those types of things, we're actually lowering the barriers so more people can buy and adopt and use robotics. And when they do that, they become more productive. They can compete better, especially with overseas companies. So their businesses start to grow. They get more jobs in. And of course, if you're going to create more jobs, you need people to fill those jobs. So that's why we also work on creating new career pathways. So we work with universities and community colleges and high schools and technical colleges to really try and figure out innovative ways that we can create these new career pathways so we can fill these jobs.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
definitely. And it's something that our group of a couple of organizations here in the STEM Pavilion are all working toward as well. I know you've obviously been spending time with Greg Sirio and Terry Willingham, who have very similar goals. So what brings you to this event?
So what brings you here? I'm going to be speaking at this event.
Nice.
Actually, at 2 o'clock. But what brings me here, two reasons. So number one, I love Tampa. I'm spilling the beans a little bit here. But my wife and I, we've actually decided that we're going to move here one day.
Okay.
We don't know when that is, but we're definitely going to move here one day.
Okay.
And it's for a lot of reasons. Number one, this is one of the most innovative areas in the country. I don't know if you guys realize that, but you are. When you really look at the manufacturing base, the innovative capacity you have here, and just the fact that you're growing and can attract employees here, this is an amazing place for anybody who's innovative.
Yeah.
And especially the people, so there's this manufacturing renaissance that's starting to happen here in the U.S. What we do from here forward is really going to determine our future. And so we really have to identify those areas that have the capacity to grow, that have the innovative capacity, that have the connections, the networking, the resources, and really work with those areas to help, raise up the whole country. This is one of those areas.
And that's what you're speaking about at this event?
Yes.
That's great.
Okay. Yeah.
And it helps that this area has somebody like Jeff Vinnick. It just so happens that we're at his venue right now, but we have somebody like Jeff Vinnick who recognizes that Tampa is about to see a boom and wants to totally fix downtown with the help of Bill Gates. I mean, you really can't put together much better of a pair.
That's pretty good.
To revitalize downtown.
And I tell you what, companies right now are looking for the talent. They're going to go where the talent happens to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so first of all, they're going to look for where's the talent right now. But they're going to also look at, what are the resources there to grow the talent? That's the second thing. The third thing they'll look at is, are people interested in going to that area? I mean, is the area growing? So that'll be the first clue.
Sure.
Those are the areas that they're going to want to come to. Again, you really can't beat what's here in this region.
And you said that you're not from here. So where is the organization based out of?
So the organization is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay, yeah.
And it's there because...
And that's where you're from as well?
Well, kind of, sort of.
Okay.
So I'm actually from Cleveland, Ohio. I relocated to Pittsburgh from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So I was running...
So you've been all over.
I've been all over, right? Pittsburgh is the home of our institute, primarily because of Carnegie Mellon. Carnegie Mellon is it's world famous for the innovative capacity they have there in robotics technology. So that's why we're located there. But we're a membership organization. We have members from around the country, so we're a national organization.
Okay.
But we just happen to be located in Pittsburgh.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So what kind, as a member, mm-hmm. what kinds of resources would you expect?
So as a member, you have access to a number of different things. So first of all, you have access to project funding. So we're working with FCDI now about, okay, what can we do to help the Tampa area? And what can we do to, you know, to help them grow and really grow their impact?
Okay.
So project funding is one thing you have access to. The other thing is you have access to our National Consortium of Innovators. So if you're looking for connections and looking for opportunities, that's where you can find a lot of those things. We are also right now, we're building a new facility. The facility is going to be, there's two parts of what we're going to do. One part is going to be a world-class center of knowledge. So the idea is that you can go to our facility, and it's just like you have a portal to look out across the U.S. on what's new and next in robotics. Nice. So you'll be able to see, well, what's happening in education programs down in Tampa? Which are the really good ones that if I'm from Tampa, I might be interested in? And who do I talk to down there, right?
Sure.
So if I'm a company that's looking to relocate someplace, they may come to our headquarters in Pittsburgh, see what's going on here, and head down here and say, you know what, we're going to talk to Terry and Steve about what's here. The other thing is we'll showcase technology there, so you'll be able to really look at what's happening around the country, what are the things that are new in terms of being introduced to production, and what are the things that are next. And then we're also going to build it's a staging facility. So when you're looking at these new innovations, you really need to get them as close to production as you can, because there's some risk, right, when you first install something new in your plant. So the idea is we're going to build a staging facility that replicates real production work cells and production lines, so that when and we're going to stage that new technology there, so we can go from there directly into production.
So you can help mitigate some of that risk.
Yeah, the risk is a killer. So that's the idea.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I was a little bit, I have a question based on how would you present these ideas from around the country to or in this facility?
Yep. So there's a few different ways. So number one, through the project things that we do, we're actually funding people to develop some of these things. The other thing is we have 8 regions around the country that we've organized into collaboratives, and those collaboratives have champions. So they're actually letting us know, well, what's out in your region that we can let the whole country know about? And because we have, it's a central footprint, and a lot of our companies are actually, so for instance, we work with companies that are multinational companies.
Okay.
So they have manufacturing plants here in the U.S., but they're multinational companies. So if you have something that you think is innovative, you let us showcase it. Then not only are you showcasing to the U.S., you're showcasing to the world. So, you know, those are the types of things that you know, when, you know, it's a real incentive for people to want to show us what they have. And also, you know, keep in mind, we work with so many companies around the country. If you've got something really cool, what better way to showcase it to companies from around the country? And you may find your next big company, your next big customer right there, through the connections with ARM.
Wow.
And by the way, Advanced Robotics for Manufacturing, you'll hear me call it ARM.
Yeah.
ARM for short, right? Okay. Everything has to have an acronym nowadays.
Sure,
of course.
And a three-letter acronym.
Oh, yeah.
We call them TLAs.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Somebody said that in a software meeting with me one time.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you don't know that TLA? I don't know that one. 3-letter acronym. Oh, yep. Get out. We can't be friends anymore. That's
well, it stuck with you, so.
Oh, yeah. It definitely stuck.
And you know, now I'm going to spread it, too, so. It's like a tune that gets stuck in your head, right?
Exactly.
That or it's like a cancer in the industry. One or the other. So the idea is that it's kind of like a showroom.
Yeah.
Which is a concept that obviously is a successful one, or you wouldn't have this going on behind us here.
Yeah. And one of the things that, you know, at a lot of showrooms, what you have are people that, you know, they're selling things, right? So they want to show what they have. It's been real difficult here in this country when people are working on something that is next, right? Mm-hmm. So something very innovative. Companies tend to be, you know, I don't really want to show that.
Yeah.
And so part of our mission is to really work with those companies and say, you know what, this helps everybody. It's really important to share some of the things you have. It helps you. It helps everybody. Let's work together to do that.
Make it a collaborative effort.
Exactly. It's what other countries have done. And it's one of the reasons. So I'm an old guy. I started working back in the 70s and 80s. I saw a lot of our jobs go from here overseas. You know, I was part of that. I got laid off because of a lot of that was going on in the 80s. We need to compete better. And one of the reasons that those jobs left is because of collaboration that happened. And rightly so. They should have done it. They got together with public-private partnerships, and their governments funded certain types of technologies, and they got really good at it. A lot of those technologies actually came from us. We invented it.
Sure.
They took it, put it into place, and honestly beat our brains out with it, right? Mm-hmm. And sold it back to us.
Sure.
So we need to get better at implementation. We need to get better at collaboration, and that's what this whole effort is for. And we're not the only organization. The federal government funded 14 of these manufacturing institutes. So there's 14 all around the country. Everybody has a different focus in advanced manufacturing. Ours just happens to be robotics.
Okay.
And we all work together.
That's great.
Yeah.
So this new facility that we're talking about, mm-hmm. what kind of a timeline?
We're going to move in April of 2019.
Okay.
Yep. So it's we've broken ground, and it's interesting because it's part, there's an old steel mill that's a huge facility. And so what we're doing is keeping the outside framework, and then we're building three separate buildings that are going to be built within there. We've got one of the buildings.
Okay.
Wow.
So it's going to be like a group split.
Yeah, it's the Carnegie Mellon University, it's ARM, and it's several of the foundations in the region as well. So it's part of a very large development, which is right on the river. I mean, we get to see downtown, and it's in one of the areas that was one of the struggling areas in the city. So the idea is, you know, it's the old Rust Belt kind of legacy.
Sure.
Is to leave the steel, you know, the exostructure in place and show that we remember our past, but we're moving towards the future.
That's actually really popular here as well, with like Ybor City, where all the cigar manufacturing was. It's not unusual for somebody to buy one of the old beat up cigar factories, mm-hmm. gut the inside, basically build a new building, but keep the outside structure so that Ybor continues to look like Ybor.
Yeah, I mean, you always want to know where you came from.
Sure.
You don't want to forget your past, but you have to move on, and that's a way that you can actually do both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've had the opportunity to go into some of these remodeled cigar factories that are now like tech companies and all kind. And it's so interesting to be on the outside and look and go, wow, this is Ybor, and walk inside and be, this is the future. Where am I? I think I'm in a spaceship. This is great.
Yeah. It's really a great thing to see from around the country. And that manufacturing renaissance I talked about, it's real, it's taking place, and it's really going to make things better for manufacturers and the workforce. And that's, you know, it's all about revitalizing the middle class. It's not just about the manufacturers themselves.
Right.
It's about the workers and the middle class and American dream. This is what we all need to work together and really revitalize.
The manufacturing era for the United States is when we had the biggest, most prosperous middle class.
Yeah, it's what separated us. And right now, the world is so connected that on the one hand, you really have to compete. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, you compete better when you cooperate, right? If that makes it's competition.
Indeed.
It makes everybody better. And the weakest links, they fall off, and then everybody else gets better, and then everybody benefits.
Absolutely.
That's really what we're doing.
Professionalism in the real world.
Yeah. It's one of the founding tenets of FIRST Robotics.
Yeah, that's it. That's it exactly.
Yeah. It's okay. You're competing against each other, but you've got to work together. Otherwise, you're not competing at your best.
Yep. I actually, I used to do that for a region in Ohio, which is work with regional innovation clusters. And these competitors, the challenge was to bring competitors together to get them to see that if they work together, things like when they're trying to attract talent, well, you know, when people are going to, if they're coming to a region and they're looking at a particular job, what they're really thinking is, if this doesn't work out, is there another company that can hire me in a region? So before I move my family, I want to know that.
Right.
Also,
you don't want to move across the country for a job, and if something goes wrong, there's nothing else in that area that's even similar.
Yep.
So now you've got to move again.
Exactly.
That's your worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And manufacturers, and this is for any companies, when you're in a region with your competitors, well, guess what? When customers are coming to see you or your competitor, if you've got enough of those kind of companies, that's where your customer is going to come all the time, because they can see a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Same thing with suppliers, same thing with talent. So there's really a lot of benefit from that co-opetition kind of mentality.
That's why all the car companies were in Detroit.
That's it.
And steel was there. And it was all in that region because it made everything easier for everybody.
Yeah, you got it.
Makes sense to me. Yeah. So if people are interested in your organization, finding out more, how can they do that?
So the best thing to do is to look up arminstitute.org, O-R-G. So just Google us, go online, you can see what we're about. And we're getting ready to launch a new website in about a week. So, people just get online, see us, and contact us. And you can see what we're all about. We've been around for a year, so we're still kind of in startup mode.
Okay.
But great things are coming.
That's great.
Awesome.
It sounds like you've got a great roadmap.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're excited.
We really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. And good luck at your panel.
Thank you. This has been great.
Definitely.
Good. I'm glad.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.